Our text today is from our Old Testament lesson. And this is written by Pastor Hopkins, so you have to excuse me. I have a Brooklyn accent, and I can't speak with his folksy Midwest accent. You know, so you'll have to... He's got some good illustrations. You know, he likes to tell stories and in his sermons, and this is no exception. So it's a bit unusual, although I've tell stories, too. And you've heard some of them. Now, Pastor, listen to what Pastor Hopkins has to say. He said, there was a man I used to know who had a particular way of dispensing his wisdom when a person got into a conversation with him. It was his way of giving advice without seeming to tell you exactly what to do. So when in the course of time this likable old fellow passed away, I had the privilege of doing his funeral. And you know I am apt to tell a story or two in the middle of sermons, particularly a funeral message. So I shared this man's way of dispensing wisdom. Here is how he would begin. Well, a fella ought to do... We don't say that in Brooklyn, but I guess in the Midwest and the South, that's how people give their advice. But when Pastor said this at the funeral, he said, when a fella ought to do, several people in the family all stood up or looked up at him because they knew exactly what he was talking about, because their grandfather and their dad had shared a bit of wisdom and experience with them over the course of his years. Now, parents do that sort of thing, and not just parents, but many people do. Many a time I had heard from my dad, do what I say, not what I do. Why? Because I want you to learn from my mistakes so you don't have to repeat them. Now that I am a parent, you can fall into the trap of giving too much advice. Slow down, you're moving too fast, or you're following too closely. Think before you speak. Honesty is the best policy. Watch who your friends are. You be the leader, your friends will follow you. Don't text and drive. But the trouble with dispensing wisdom is that there is only so much you can give at one time. Before you see the other person's eyes start to glaze over and they stop listening, which is why that grandfather's way of dispensing wisdom was effective, because he technically wasn't giving advice directly. What a fella ought to do. Well, we ought to do this morning is look at our Old Testament lesson first. Here we have Solomon, King Solomon, in the best of his times. He's now the king of Israel. And the Lord pays him a visit in a dream, and God said to him, ask what I shall give you. How would you have answered? God just asked, what do you want? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Well, for most of us, that depends. Depends on where we are in our lives right now. What we might say now is different from, say, yesterday or a year ago or 5 years ago or 20 years ago. But how did Solomon respond? He said, you have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father, although I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people? So what Solomon asked for was to have wisdom to help govern God's people. And God was very pleased with this, so much so that he made Solomon the wisest person that would ever live. His wisdom began to be known far and wide. Right after this, two women came to him in dispute over a child, as to whose child this was and who was the mother of this child. And he determined a quick way of figuring it out. So people came from far and wide to hear his wisdom, to follow his wisdom and advice. Even the Queen of Sheba brought riches to him and wanted his advice. Well, we know that Solomon was indeed a very wise man, because he contributed to the Bible the book of Proverbs, the book of Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. In Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, we have little bits of advice, which is directed many times to young people, but which actually is advice to everyone. But yet, we know that Solomon didn't always do things with wisdom, especially when he got older. Despite being wise, wiser than any person on earth, he was led astray by his wives. And that's not to say anything about wives in general, but about his wives. And he had 700 of them, and they all, most of them, I would say, worshiped false gods, and they led him into idolatry. So while he never gave up on worshiping the true God, he did worship the gods of his wives, and he allowed them to be worshiped by other people as well. So his wisdom, for all it was, did not prevent him from sinning, and he fell into deep and grievous sin. Too bad he didn't listen to his own advice. What a fellow ought to do. We read in Proverbs 9, verse 10, "The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom." Having fear is having awe and respect. Having awe and respect for God is the beginning of wisdom. And that leads to our gospel reading for today about Jesus. "And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." Now we recall the story. Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem at the temple. His family all left with the others to go back home. Everyone thought that Jesus was in the other car. Well, that's supposed to be funny. Because they didn't have car. Well, never mind. You know that. Jesus was in the other group with the other relatives. So when they came to the first rest stop, mom and dad went looking for him, and they couldn't find him. And everyone was saying, "I thought you had him. I thought you had him." So they had to turn around and go back to Jerusalem. Where was Jesus? After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. It's a very interesting situation. We have Jesus, who was filled with wisdom, who grew in wisdom, and at the same time, we know his wisdom was from God. This is a mystery, but yet, that same mystery of the Word made flesh, that we see Jesus as God and man. So both are true. And Jesus took that wisdom from God and shared it, like the Sermon on the Mount, for instance. But the wisdom from on high did not succumb to the earthly vanities as Solomon did. Rather, Jesus remained without sin. And that's a good thing, for Jesus understood the nature of God and sin. He knew that all people should have a proper fear and understanding of God. For Jesus knows that we have a just God who punishes sin, which is why Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." People today are so concerned with what happens here on this earth that they forget what happens after we leave this place. Jesus says, what a fellow ought to do is remember what the Lord God can do, send you to heaven or send you to hell. Wisdom. Wisdom deals with having a relationship with the Lord, and the wisdom from on high came in the flesh to make sure we would have the opportunity to have a relationship with the Lord that would last forever in heaven with him. That happened when Jesus took the punishment for our sins, for all our unwise actions that we have committed. All those unwise words, unwise thoughts, these are all sins against God, and all of them deserve to be punished. We know well that punishment is death and having the soul and body being sent to hell. But the love of God means that Jesus' death on the cross cancels out the punishment we should receive. The love of God means that we who believe get to go to heaven. And that is what we need to remember today when we are seeking wisdom. For out there in the world today, people are asked that same question, what do you want? And people reply, the winning lottery numbers. Some people want power, some people want fame. But the wisdom from on high reminds us where a fella ought to direct his attention. Do not be anxious about your life, that you will eat, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? But rather, seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Yeah, a lot of people would have you seek wisdom in the world, but true wisdom is found in Jesus Christ alone. Hold on to Jesus, and you will never be found lacking in the most important things you need: forgiveness and everlasting life. That, my friends, is what a person ought to listen to. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.